Everybody knows why a kal is going into the chuppah. To have beer, that's the kinyan nisuin. Elot, kol hamanavu piv, whoever has speaks out the nivu peh, to speak out that they're going to have beer, is afilu chois min olot gzar din shal shivim shon l'toivu. Afilu matchila Hashem made a gzar din that the whole lifetime of the person, 7 years, shibi l'toivu. Is hoiv chenol of the ruah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu changes it now, the ruah. Machmas tischet of nivu peh. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Oyd yodim to your love. Oyd, his hand is still stretched out. The change over a whole lifetime that should have been l'tayva now comes out to be the ra. So Rashi lo yismat Rashi aray betzuris v'zeros v'sesemu v'samonis lo yirachem haray tzayekim v'nenenim v'yovin mas watchet ki cholu chona v'mera v'chol peh doyv v'nevol. They all spoke nivu peh. V'yoyd yodim to you. Loshen v'ad kol shenoyser shalodim. Something negates the whole lifetime of a person. Shenayin shana, which is usually 7 years, is hadinu to your love. Hashem's din is stretched out upon him. Levatul chiyes above and zeh. Mach mishdis oven. He loses his din. He loses his chusim. Hakil yodim v'lo yhutzvech liyodin rashi lefarish lo menichnas. Yishun says going to have biyam. V'aminavu piv v'kach. And somebody does speak it out, there's a filu, he's supposed to have 7 years of Toiv, Hashem changes it now, 7 years of Ra. Omar, nothing more about it. Omar Rabba Bashaila. Omar Rab Chizda. Kol Hamanavo Les Piv, whoever speaks out, Nivu Peh, speaks out bare things from his mouth, is Mamikim Lo Gehenim. Hashem puts him way down deep into Gehenim. Shenema Shoicha Amuka Pizoros. Because the Pizoros, he spoke out bad, you'll be Shoicha Amuka, you go down into Gehenim. Trash Shoicha Amuka, Muchenes, the pizaros, lemisha pizari. Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchok Amar, Av Shemeya, somebody hears somebody else say nivul peh, but Shosi Gesam keeps quiet. He's also in this aver, this chetan gets this oynish. Shenema zoyim Hashem yipol shem. Hashem is angry with these people and they fall there. Omer Rav Yishiya, kol hamamarik atzmel averu. Whoever puts himself into doing an averus, like Rashi says, hamamarik atzmel mufana libo, he takes his mind away from everything else. Lekach Mamarak Atzmi Mishara Sokim takes his mind away from everything else. The Sasid Averis, Poshu to sit down to do Averis Lishmo, is his Oynishis Chaburus of Tsoim Yetzinboy. He'll have boils will come out on him. Boils and Tsoim, and also type of boils. Shinema Chaburus Petza Tamruk Bira. For Lo Yoyd Elishinidin Behadroikin. He'll get this Choyli called Hadroikin. Rashi Adroikim Mitzchelu, a type of a swelling in the body. The insides become swelling up. Shenema Omakis Chadre Beten, because you'll get Omakis of Chadre Beten, something to do with the inside of you. Omer Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchok, similarly Aver Adroikim. Somebody gets Adroikim, it's a simen Arayi did Averis. Ten Rabbonin, Gimel Minei Hadroikin Hain. There are three different types of the swellings in the body. Shall Averis, somebody can get it because he did an Averis, then of it's very, very thick. Vishal Rav, you get it because you're fasting, you don't eat enough, it's tapuch. It's swelling, but not so big. Vishal Kshofim, you do it because of Kishuf, then that. Then it's very small. So the more Shmuel HaKotin Choshbe, Shmuel HaKotin, it's a tzaddik, got this machla, got this Hadroikin. Omer, so he said, he davened to Hashem Rebbeinu Shleilam. Me mafis, like who's going to know why I got this Hadroikin? People are not going to say because he fasted, but people are going to say because he had a virus. So he didn't want to be such a busha as if people saying he has a virus. Does this say, Kodesh Baruch healed him up? Drashim, me mafis, me matu geirul, who's going to put a geirul, lahavchin, to understand, the lebdiya, shayna shal avera, my Hadroikin, not because of an avera, achshav yeim olay shabartim, al das, now people say I did a virus. When I call Yehudim Gimel, somebody will know. Therefore, Hashem healed him up. Zmar Abaye Chashbe, Abaye also got this machlo of Hadroikin. Is Omar Rova, Rova said, Behim is not so gefelich, why? Yodane be benachmeni de mechant benashe. Everybody knew Abaye used to fast a lot. It's about he didn't ask, people, he didn't eat. People say that's why he got the Hadroikin, because he didn't eat. Rova Chashbe, then Rova got this machlo. But Ma Kashai Rav Hudi Yoma, Rav himself said, and the advice says, Avada Rav didn't do chatoim, he didn't get smachl because of a chet. Eloma he got the machl, maybe because he fasted. So the morning he also didn't fast. Yoma Nefishi Ktili Kedem, if people died more because they held themselves back from not going to the Beis HaKisa, holding back the Nekovim, Minefishi Kafen, from people that fasted a lot. So you see, Rav himself holds it's no good to fast. He says people die because of that. So it's not Mustafa Rav fasted. I had Roikim comes because you hold yourself back, you don't go to the Vesak Kisei. It's also not Mustafa he did it. Because he said people die from that. And the Gemara, Shani Rav the Yansle Rabbonin. Rav Ataki held himself back, sometimes he didn't go to the Vesak Kisei. Why? Because of an oinus, he was in the middle of giving a shear. So in the middle of a shear, you're allowed to hold yourself back. As an oinus. The Idne Bar Korchi. So Drashi, Rabim, Ho'iyu Omar Nefishi Ktile Keder. Rabim Harugim Nekovim. A lot of people died because they held themselves back. Mimusei Adroikin. Because people have died of Adroikin. Sharo, because of hunger. Keder Lashim Kedera Al Shem Shashifa Kederim. The Ansle Rabbonim B'yidne HaTamidim HaKvuyim Lehim. Eis Lefonim. The Tamidim had it like a Shir Kavua. Oinsen Oinsen Lishoris Nekovim. Amol in the middle of the Shir, like he'd... In the middle of a shir, you're allowed to hold yourself back. I'll serve a rabbin, limit a rabbin, to say this shir, and then go to the basic kisa. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, Dalid Simonim Hain. There are four like machlas coming upon a person, that it's a simonim for what avera you did. Simonly avera drinking. Stam averis usually means nus, means aroyis, as you get a drinking. Similar sin aschinim, somebody has the chet of sin aschinim, is Yarkun, you get this jointus. Similar gases a ruach, some is a bagaivinik, is anios, to become poor. So Rashi learns anios, bottom Rashi, perakish, makadish, meforish, my anios, the terror, become poor in terror. About you, bagaivinik, Hashem goes away from you, takes away the terror. Similar, loshin hora, sachar, if you speak loshin hora, you get the smachla of a sachar, it's type of a choking. So Rashi, chirla, hamaschar, b'mayin, starts in the tishkas inside, begurim, begurim, ends off in your throat, that you choke to death. You should know this asachra comes on the world. Why does people get this this einish of asachra, which is an einish we're saying now, that you push it choke to death? Because people are not nizir in giving maisa. Drasha lamaisa oicha peres is fallen. Eat your peres when they're still tevel before you took off trumas and maisas. Vuba misa b'dei shemayim. Eating tevel is a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. Therefore you get the smachla v'asachra. V'zui misos temidah b'midah. What's the midah connected midah? Dera gorna nichtas v'meyev. You ate fallen something that's awesome. So it went from your throat down to your stomach. So this asachra starts in the stomach and works itself up to the throat that you choked to death. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisu, Yoimea, Al Lashon Hora. No, he ought to get a sachra for the chet of Lashon Hora. Is Omar Rabbi Vitem Rishuv and Levi, my crew, Eshens, where's the postig? That's for Lashon Hora, you get this einish of sachra. The postig says, Via Melech Yismach Balakim, the Melech of David, will be happy in Hashem, Yishalo, Kol Hanish, Baboy, be happy over Swiss in Hashem's name, Ki Yisoche Pi, Dover Shoker. Whoever spoke out Dover Shekim, with a Lashon Hora, Yisoche Pi, he'll get this samachla of a sachra. I boilu for the marshal now. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, it says because lashon hara, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, lashon hara comma, does he only say a sacha comes because of lashon hara? I do ma afal lashon hara nami comma. He's been meisav on a tanakama, not only for the chet of eating meisav of eating tevom. Do you get this a sacha? And even from lashon hara also you get a sacha. Toshima bring the raya, that's the pshat that he holds for both to get a sacher. That what the mice was kishen nichnus Rabbi Seinu lekerem b'yavna. The bonim came into the kerem b'yavna. Ho yisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezeb, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. You have these three tanoim there. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezeb, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Nishalo ashalu zubifneim. They asked the shaylo. Mak izum. This maka, this einish of a sacher that starts in the stomach and works itself up to you choke. Mifneima maschal from the yain. It's why is it start in the stomach? V'gemes bepen. It ends up choking the mouth. There's what chet did you do that you deserve such an einish? Is nena Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi is the first one to answer. Rosh hamadabin. B'chol mokum. He's always the first one to talk, to start talking b'chol mokum. The Mar will soon explain why he's the Rosh Hamadabin, why they picked him to talk first. The Yomron, he said, by that this chet, it's a pshat from Lashon Hara, you get this chet of a sachra. What's the epis? Afa pisha kloyes yoitzes. When you go to speak Lashon Hara, it starts out in your kidneys. They give the yetzer. To do it. For Lev Maven, your heart understands it. For Lashon Rechata, it comes to your tongue. Ter Goimren, the mouth ends off. So that's why you get this makla basachra. It starts in the stomach, works itself up to the mouth like the wine of talk. Nen Reb Elazar Reb Yosi. That's our first Reb Elazar Reb Yosi. He said back, V'yoma mifnei ma, mifnei, why do you get this einish of a sachram? Sha'uchlam bo dvorm tumeim. You eat things that are treif. Frat the Gemara, Dvorim, Temeim, Sakadaita, could you think just because he eats something a treif, like there's no Chiv Misa? We're talking about a Chiv Misa of a Sachram. So eating Dvorim, Temeim, is not, you're not Chiv Misa for that. So Drashi, Dvorim, Temeim, Sakadaita, for if he owns your Misa, is there any Chiv Misa for eating Dvorim that are Surim? The Bishleim, Loshanor, Rachidish, Rashi, Bishleim, if you speak Loshanor, own your Misa, stack a Chiv Misa. You see, Milashni, Vaseser, Yeu, Oisatsmis, Hashem will destroy you. So, what do you mean you get a sach of eating dvorim shenim, it's a day in dvorim tomeim? And for the Gemara, elo sho'ichlam bo dvorim shenim misukonim. You ate things that are not misukin. What does that mean? You ate like tevil. So, drashi misukonim, mu sharm, you don't take off trumas and maiso, shahat tevil be misa. That's good. If you eat tevil, you chayiv misa be deshemayim, because yalla be elohim as rafim. So you see, Bikitsu, Reb Lezer Breisi, even though before he said, Asacha comes for Lashon Hara, here is also Moide comes out of Meiser, eating tevils. You see, he holds Af Mishum Lashon Hara. That was the reason of Lashayla. Nene Reb Shimon Yechoy answered back, Yoma, Biyovim Bittul Torah. The people of Bittul Torah, this oven, this head, you get this Machla Basacha. So Drash, Biyovim Bittul Torah, the Einish Dami Misa. For Bittul Torah, you also deserve Misa. That the pasuk dashma full of man yibu yemechem levnechem. When are you zeichet to have an ariches yomim? If you learn Torah, at the pasuk before goes on mezuzos and goes on limaratemaisam limiratir. For the Gemara Akasha and Reb Shimon, Noshim Yechichoi, Noshim Doi with the smachla v'sachla, and then I'm mechuyev in learning Torah. So Rashi, Sheinu mitzvahs adivrei Torah. The Torah is Noshim Mavatla says Balayim. There are more than Mavatla, the husbands, for learning. And since the husbands are Mechuyiv and Lima Torah, they're also in this Chet of Bittul Torah. For the more Nochim Yerchicha, you see Goyim Doi with this Machla Basachro, I Goyim don't have a Chiv to learn. Same Torah Shim Mavatla as Yisrael. They stopped the Yidden from learning Torah, therefore they're also in this Chet of Bittul Torah. For the more Tinoikis Yerchicha, I have young children die from a Sachro, they have no Chiv to learn it. So Drashi, Tinoikis, Shechir, Shein, Ebenei, Limud, they're not in the parish of learning yet. Teretz is, so the Gemara, Shemavatan Esavim, that they scare their father from learning. So they also cause Bittul Torah. So Drashi, Shemavatan Esavim, Lo Helicho, Mechamad, have to take care of their children, bring them into the sun, or the sun learn, and then to cool them off, Lo Faisam, Begoizim. If they're cranky, you have to give them nuts to calm them down. So among the children cause the father Bittul Torah, they also get this Einish of Asachra. For the Gemara of a Tinoikish of Esraben Yechichai, yeah, Tinoikish of Esraben, these are the children that go to learn Torah in Yeshiva, and they're not Mavatal the Rebbe, they're not Mavatal the parents, they can say the learning. How come they also more get the Smachla Basachra? It's a Rai, you don't get the Smachla because of Bittul Torah. So Gemara 9, Hosem Kiddi Rebbe Gorin. The reason why young children get this Chet Kiddi Rebbe Gorin. The Yomer Rebbe Gorin. Vitaimer Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Ishmael. Bizman Chetzadik in Bidor, Amol, if the door has a lot of chatoim, Hashem takes away the tzadikim, they get the onish for the door. So if the door has tzadikim, it's tzadikim nitvasam al door. Hashem takes away the tzadikim for the oven of the door. Ain't tzadikim b'dor, what about you have a generation of the tzadikim not so great? Hashem doesn't take away the tzadikim, then who does he take away? Tinoike, Shabbos, Rabban, nitvasam al door. Such a midah, Hashem takes away the tzinoikis, Shabbos, Rabban, those that are Torah and Ketushim of the door, Hashem takes them away for the oven, for the chet of the door. Such a midah like that, that if the veld has too many chatoim, Hashem takes away a kapara, takes away tzadikim. Amr Rab Yitzchok, Rab Zeiro, V'yamud, Amr Rab Shimon, Ben Yizira, my crow, where's the writing for this posik? That Amol Hashem takes away tzadik, the tzadikish of Yisrabban. The posik says, Im lo yisaydi loch, we don't know me, you don't know what happened. Hayof im noshim, the nice of the women. Tzilach bikve atzoyn. Go look in ikve atzoyn, the feet of the tzoyn. V'yamrinu v'dashin, it means gediyim, the young ones. Hamshochanim, hamumshchonin al haroyim. That are more from the young ones, Hashem takes them from Mashkin, security of the old ones. That means Machmas, the chet of the old ones, the royim, Hashem takes away the young ones. So Drashi, the Shobes Rabban, the Kashrits, the Mekesh Rabban, how come they have this chet, this Oynish of Asachro, Loi Betelem, Loi Mevatan, they don't stop learning, they don't cause other people to stop learning, there's no oven Bittul Torah. How come Hashem gives them also sometimes this Oynish of Asachro, the Teretz is because Hashem takes them from the chet of the door. im loy seid lo drashe lishma mit zwei seit zilach zilach und wir wachsen rachm mit schust ich wer sein we don't know how to learn it or know things learn from the ikwer sein obvious so we showing learn from the feet of klai so that means the friedik the obvious the gdelim shay ragli at sein they like the feet of the sein khazukim vroy beskhusen es gibt die jaher tinoyke shloch shloyit pshu al mishkona seroy roy hadov opanos If Neuvidashin, the one Amol Hashem takes away the Gdiim, the young ones, like a Shabbos Rabin, from Mashkin on the Royim of the Gdiim. So the Gemara, Akol Ponim, the Geet original Shiloh, that Reb Lezer Yosef, he says, Oim Ralosh and Horo, does he also ask, is he also asking to the Tanakama that it's also Mishu Meiser, he just being Meisiv, Loshinara, Ishmamina, Afa Loshinara, Namika Mishmamina. Because here Reb Yosef, Reb Lezer Yosef says, Aus Oven von Tevel. You get a sachra. So it's right before when he said Lashonara, he meant also Lashonara. Trashi Shmamino, for loy polig a meister. He's not mechuluk and meister. To come hoch, ishe mechlund worm, shenem sukonim, and you get misa. So the more now back to the original meister. The amai korule reish hamadarbim. How come Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, he's called the Rosh Hamadarbim. He starts to talk first. So the more Zomaisa, in Rosh Madar Mechomokim, Zomaisa, the Yath Reb Yehuda, this Reb Yehuda was one sitting, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yosi was sitting there, and Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai was also sitting there. The Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim, there's another Yehuda sitting down with them, and he was the Ben of the Ger, he was Mizgaya, but his parents were Goyim. Kabaya, is Posach Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, Rebbe Loi started to talk. The Yomron, he said, Kamenoye my same Shalom Azu, how nice these people, these Romans are. The wa tiknu shvokim, they made nice streets. Tiknu gishrom, they made nice bridges. Tiknu machzoyos, they made nice bathhouses. So Yehuda Reb Loi Poshid was praising the goyim, the Romans. So Swasem says, "Guy, you stand posel as a chonin. You're not allowed to say nice things about goyim." So you learned even Reb Yehuda Reb Loi, even though he said it, he didn't mean it. There was a nice lashon. He was saying it sarcastically. But call upon him, he said it. You can understand. Maybe he meant like this. Is Reb Yosi shosek? So the mice Reb Yosi was there. He just kept quiet. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon was also there, but he answered back and said, "No, v'yom." And he said, "You should know these Romans. Komasha tiknu letiknu elatzerach atzman. Whatever they did, they only did for themselves. Tiknu shuakim. They made these streets. Loishiv lehem zoynus. They do it to have zoynus on the streets. Machzoyus. They made bathhouses la'adim bematzman to make themselves look nice and feel good. Gishurim. Why did they make these bridges for them? Litam yamechet to take taxes. But everything they did was for themselves." Don't praise the Romans. Is the Maisa who is sitting there? This Yehuda ben Gerim. Is Holach Yehuda ben Gerim asleep with the rain? He went home and told his parents, grabbed his parents for Goyim, that what the Rabbonim said. And he told his parents innocently, said Rashi. He said, Rashi, Alum Mezu, Roimin, Shvokim, Yemash, Shvokim. Is Rashi asleep with the rain? The Talmud of Oilovit, he says, Hamlet's his father, Vimoy. But let Lashmi the Malchus. He didn't mean to tell his parents that his parents should go direct to tell the Malchus. But he told his parents told it over, and the word got back to the Malchus that Reb Yehuda or Reb Loi was saying something nice about the Romans, and Reb Shimon ben Yochai said something bad about them. So the Romans found out and said like this, Yehuda She'iloi, Yehuda that said nice about us is Yisalem. Yisalem means he should, like Shadrash Elias Rosh Madavim, he should always be the first one to talk. Whenever you have an Asifon, he should always be the Rosh Madavim. That's Psham the Maisa before, Rabbi Yehuda was always the Rosh Madavim, because the Romans put him up like to be head. Because he spoke nice about the Romans. Or at least they thought he spoke nice. Like the Yosef, Shashar said, Yosef, they kept quiet, Yiglu Litzipur, they put him into Golis. Of a Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim, Shegino, he spoke bad about the Romans and said, no, they didn't do anything for the good of us, only for the good of themselves. Here's Yehoram, there were guys who missed upon Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim. His mailer ran away, Ozal Hu Abrei, Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim and his son Reb Elezer hid. They ran away from the Goyim. Toshu Bei Medrash, hid in the Beis Medrash. At the beginning, Kol Yom Mehavi Maitzilu De Beisu. Every day his wife used to come and bring, rift us some bread, the Kuzu De Maya, a cup of a jar of water. The Karach, they ate together. of the Kitatka Gezerta that heard out that the Goyim, the Romans, are really looking for him hard, is Omer Labrei, Reb Shimon ben Nechoy told the son of Blazer, Noshim Daitim Kalam, you should know I can't trust my wife anymore, because Noshim are very easygoing. What does that mean? Dilma Mitzarlu, maybe the Romans will come and take my wife and torture her. Omegalalon, and my wife will then, but she'll think she's being tortured, she'll tell on us we were hiding. The Mela Ozlu, he went away from his wife of Shimon Yechoy, Toshu B'Marta. He went and he hid inside a moor, inside a cave. Is it without anything, just him and his son? Is Rachash Nisa Hashem made a nest right away, Ivrilu Charuva, it created a box of tree, V'Eina D'Maya, and a well of water came through. V'Heve Mishalchi Minayu. So his son, Esib Shimon Yechoy, and his son was sitting in the cave. They only ate from this box of tree and from the water. Now, heavy mishalchim and I used to take off their clothing. The yasviyats of raya b'chola. They sat in the sand as they covered themselves up in the sand. So the erva should not be mezgal. There's still a lot of learned Torah this way. Up until the neck, the umar is sunk into the ground. Kula yoy megarzi. The whole day they used to dive in without clothing, just being inside the sand. Vidim sluya came time to dive in. Then they got out of the sea and they put on the begodim. Umatzli they daven. Poshit. The Gemara means imamish daven shmonesrei. And as hiko nikos shalmakecha, before you daven shmonesrei, you're standing in front of Hashem. You're supposed to dress, put on something nice. So you put on the begodim. For how they meshalchim and I, when they got finished davening, they took again off the begodim. Ki hechad lo livlu. How come they took off the begodim? Because they didn't want to get ruined up the begodim. Like we'll soon see, they stood in the morah 12 years. So they wanted the begotten to look nice for 12 years, so they only wore it with Shas Davening. Otherwise, they took it off and they stamped sat inside the sand. So the Marki Hecha the Livlu, that the begotten should not be used up. Aceful Trace Shoni, they stood there for 12 years, Vimarta. 12 years they stood inside the Marah. And Toysen on Rav Yudal if he has the kasha. The Gemara there says that Misha Terosa Yamunosla Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy is potif and davening. Sakam it says that he used to daven every day. So Toysen learns there means he only said Trishma. Doesn't mean he really davened Shimon Esrei. But that's pshat of Mr. Shverim where they put on the begodim. But Aloch is brought down. You allowed Moshul say Trishma if you're in let's say a bathing suit. Lashenkin Shimon Esrei can only say if you're wearing a shirt. Because Shimon Esrei is called Yudavon Lefnei Hashem, there is a special loch, you have to dress nicely. But the Krishma is not mechuyiv to. So the only Davin Krishma is a bit of a shver, why they have to put on the begodim. Right? You could say, Stam, they wanted to wear nicely even for Krishma. Otherwise, Nefshe, not like Tais, would be the Pshat, since it was a Mokam Sakona here, they talk about it, see, they Davin to Hashem, Hashem should save them. So Bishas, the Shimon Esrei, whenever they Davin, they put on the begodim, and afterwards they went back into the sand. Of a kitza, they were there for 12 years learning Torah Yom Valayla. This is the musak we always say, Misha Terosa Yom Anosai, that learns Torah Keseda, like Yashim Ben Yechoy. Mishmeridik, learning without a hefsik for 12 years straight. Izos Eliyo, at the end of the 12 years, Eliyo, when Novi came, Vokama Pischi, stood by the door, the matter of this cave, Omar, and he said, Man loy doi labay Yechoy, who's going to tell like Yashim Ben Yechoy? The Miss Casey, you know, the king died, the bad king of Rome. And his gzerus to kill you is bottom. You don't have to worry anymore. The Melonovku, they came outside of the cave. It is mamash after 12 years of sitting and learning Yom Valai, they came out of the cave, is Chozi Inchi de Korkarchi Bizarri. He saw a person that was working, plowing the ground and sowing and putting seeds into the ground, planting. Oma, so Reb Shimon Nechoy said, Menichim Chayilim, how come you're leaving over the Torah? You're leaving out Chayilim Abom. The Yoiskim Mechayishon, you're only wasting your time in doing plowing. What are you wasting time in Chayishon? So on the gate, Chayilim Azeh. Is Komokim Shinois Neneim, so he looked at the person, he gave the person Ayin Horon. Is Miyad Nisraf, right away the person was burnt up. Is Yotza Basko came out to Yomulahim, Bahakhir Bolomi, it's awesome, he came out of the cave like to kill the whole world. As it is Madrego, Shimon ben Yechoy, like we say, he is called Terosa Menosli. His name is learning for 12 years straight. And like Rashi brings down, Rashi Boiskin Bechayisho, the Efshai Dei Nochim, you should know that if you want to sit and learn Torah, Ay Panosa, you'll get it out of the Goyim. Va'akodesh Baruch Hu Mechalek Mozna, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you Mozen, gives you food. V'revach Li'oyser Etzoyne. That's Avtoch, whoever wants to be like a Shimon ben Yechoy, to sit down and learn the whole day straight, he has the head to, and you should know Hashem will take care of you.
So here, Rabbi Shimon Nechoy was in that madrigus. When he came out of the morrow, he couldn't understand how somebody could be Isaac in working and not rather being Isaac in terror the whole time. It was such a big madriga. So Pasha, the Baskel said, you're going to destroy the whole world? It's the whole world is not at your madriga. They can't be at that madriga to learn terror the whole day long. Is the male Chizu Lamaraschim? They told him to go back into the cave. Is Hodar? He went back also. He sat there for 12 months. Another whole year, they stood in the cave. Amri, they said, Mishpat Rishonim B'Gehenim, how long the people stay in Gehenim? Yud Beis Chodesh. So not Zicha, what's that going to do with the Indian of Rishon to be in Gehenim with Rishon Ben Yechoy here? Like, he stood there another month in the cave. Trashi, Shinema, Apostik, how you know Yud Beis Chodesh is the Misa, the din of Rishonim in Gehenim? As after a year, Yotza Baskel came out, Yomru, the Ashtar Baskel said, Sumiraskim, come out now out of the cave. Is Nofku, they came out. Is Vaita Kolhecha, they have Imachi, Rebelezer still with his Madrega. He gave an eye in horror when he saw people doing something bad. They have Imachi, Rebshim, Kopon Rebshim, and Ben Yechoy, he healed it up. Omala, he told his son, Beni, I don't feel so bad, you don't see everybody else learning Torah so much. Vadai Lielam, Aniviyata. Like our learning terror is enough for the whole world. Said, don't give such an eye and horror on the whole world. Then there was a Maisa Bahadi Panya de Male Shabbat. Came one Erev Shabbos. Chozu, they saw Husaba, no person. There be Nokich Rei Medaniyasa. He was holding two nice hadassim, two nice flowers, hadassim, in his hands. For Royata Ben Hashemosh, he was running home like right before Shabbos. Amrulei Hani Lomlach, so they asked this, Reb Shimon Nechoy and Reb Elazar's son, he asked this person, how can he carrying these flowers? Oh, Malula Chavet Shabbos, I'm carrying home with Chavet Shabbos. They asked him, Tizgluch Bechod, what's wrong, why do you have only one, what do you have to have two for? So he answered back, Chad Kineget Zoch, Chad Kineget Shomer. He wants to be Mahadir in Shabbos, Al Zoch V'Shomer. I got that's our minig, but at least we have two candles by Shabbos, one Kineget Zoch, one Kineget Shomer. Is Omle, so Shimon told now Lebrei, his son, Chazilu, Kamechavivin, Mitzvahs are Yisrael. How nice the Klai Yisrael loves to do mitzvahs. That the Mahadin is in your Shabbos to make the house look nice. He brought home like flowers to the house. Is Yosef the Tayyar. From here on, they were Miyasev Das, like the Velt is okay, and they didn't give an eye in horror anymore. Is Shomer Pinchas Ben Yor Chasnei. Hey, so Shimon Yechoy's son in law, Pinchas Ben Yor, heard that the Shvea became freed. Is benofically happy, went to see him. Idol of Beidani, he saw him, he came out of the cave from 13 years now, so he took him to Beidani, took him to a bathhouse to wash him up or to give him massage him a little bit. Is heavy ko'orech le'le bisra, he was massaging, rubbing his bosser, his flesh. Chozi, he saw the heavy be'pile v'gufa, he saw so many cracks in his shver's body, poshit from sitting in the sand for 12 years, the sand poshit gave cracks into the body. Heavy kabochi, your Pinchas Ben Yor started to cry. When he saw his shver look so bad, he started to cry. Nasri demoist enei, and his tears were coming down. Okimitzavachlen started to burn him. His tears have like salt in it. When it came into the, it dripped down on Rav Shimon Yechoy's body. When it went into the cuts, it burnt him. Is Omalei, and he said, Rav Shimon Yechoy, oily, Rav Pinchas Ben Yor said, oily, Shurasicha Bekach, like you felt so bad, I see you in this matzim, you have such bad skin, like cracked skin. Omalei, Rav Shimon Yechoy said, no, Ashrecha, it's very good, Shurisoni Bekach, that you see me like this. Shilmol, if you didn't see me like this, in other words, if I wouldn't have been in this mor, in this cave, hidden for 12 years, learning Torah, lo emetzosi Bekach, you wouldn't have found me now to be such a big Talmid Chacham. Why? To Mikor at the beginning, Ki Hevi Makshir Rishim Ben Yechoy Kusha, when Yerushim Ben Yechoy Vries Bekashim, had in the Farag Lever Pinchas Ben Yor, Tereza Pruke. Yerushim Pinchas Ben Yor, his son-in-law, was able to answer him back, 12 Terusim. Because Pinchas Ben Yor was a greater Talmud Chochem than Yerushim Ben Yechoy at the beginning. Of the life now, after he came out of the Mori, after 13 years later, Ki Hevi Makshir Rav Papa Ben Yor Yekusha, when his Eidim, Rav Pinchas Ben Yor, when he asked the Kasha, Hevi Mefarach Lo Shimon Ben Yechoy, Rav Shimon Yechoy would be able to answer him back, Eschim Biabor Peruke, 24 Terutzim. So you see how much more Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy Shtaigdo is more than Rav Pinchas Ben Yor. And he said, it's only because he was in the Mor, in this cave, learning Yom HaValayla for 13 years. Oma, so the Shimon Ben Yechoy said, now, Hoyo V'Yisrachash Nisa, since this happened, that I lived 12 years in the cave, that Hashem gave me this box of tree and the well of water, Let me go out in the world now and be misak like a karas hatoyiv. I'll be misak in something. Yechsev, where did he learn this midah from? From Yaakov Avinu. Yechsev says by Yaakov, Ayov Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov came home Sholem after he went out with Esav. He came home Sholem. V'yomer and he said, Rav says Sholem Agufa means he came back Agufa means he was alive. Because when he went to Esav, he went for three things. For Macham, he was ready for Matonah, and he was ready for Tefillah. So first he came back, Shalom Aguf, he didn't have to fight with him. Shalom B'Mamayinu, he didn't lose his money. And Shalom B'Tarasa, usually when you travel, you forget your learning. He didn't forget his learning. Vayitin the Pasuk says, Vayichan es Pnayir. What is Vayichan? He had Chanin, like he had Chain. He was nice to the people in the city. Amarav Matbeya Tikunahem. As Yaakov Avinu now was Masakin Matbeya for them. Ushmul Amar Shvokim Tiklim, he was Masakin Shvokim for them. As he's Masakin for Shechem, answer Shechem, he made their cities, their streets nice. Rabbi Yechon Amar Mach Tzoyz Tiklim, as Askaros HaTayib, Yaakov Avinu made nice bath houses for them. So Amar Melu Shum and Yechoy had the same Eden now. He just had got finished with the Nisim, he wanted to do something good for the world. Is Ika Milsa.